fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 29th of July. The prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to meet with your team, have a meeting, and set priorities. Time is short. You need to establish your priorities and work on accomplishing those goals. We have patient waiting in green room, my friend, Jeff Nyquist. Jeff is a gentleman who began a quest, which became a lifelong quest, more than a quarter century ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert. Expert to the point where, in my opinion, he should have a cubicle in the West Wing of the White House advising the president on matters involving the international communist conspiracy, which is alive and well. Jeff's website is jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. His books are listed for sale at amazon.com. Just put J.R. Nyquist in the Amazon search box, and you'll find this book, which you need to buy and read. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Well, sir, I don't know if you had an opportunity, but I did. I watched much of the Attorney General's testimony in front of the House Judiciary Committee yesterday. It was an embarrassment. It was humiliating to have the rest of the world see these outright communists, in my opinion, tell lies, attempt to humiliate, attempt to embarrass a good man, the Attorney General of the United States, Attorney General William Barr. Did you get a chance to see that, Jeff?
I did not get a chance to see it, but I heard about it. And, of course, we saw the hearings, the Schiff hearings, last fall, so we can only imagine what took place. The ideological divide is now becoming much clearer in the country, so we can see exactly what these people are. They're not disguising it anymore. They're not disguising their hostility and the stupidity of their ideology, which is an ideology of American suicide, as if they're not going to be destroyed by it. It's impossible to watch without thinking these people are mentally defective.
Well, Mark Dice has made that comment. I came to the same conclusion 20, 25 years ago, that the communists, those who support them, those who believe in it, are suffering from a form of psychosis. And we're at the point where the complicity between the mainstream media and the communists in Congress is so outrageous. We have mainstream media reporters in the street reporting a peaceful protest while behind the reporter is the fire is being set by the rioters right there on camera. It's insane beyond the level of anything that's even close to being believable, Jeff.
Well, that's the thing about communism is the communists, they lie whether or not there's any sense to it even. I mean, they lie as a matter of course. They lie because the party requires it. The ideological deception, which is communism, is always to falsify reality. And so it's obligatory, and they don't bat an eye. And the rest of us look at them going, are you crazy? What are you talking about? You know, there's none of this is true. And then they just plow ahead.
One of these videos shows a rider in Portland, Oregon, with a power saw equipped with a special blade. In fact, I had to buy one of these blades for a carpenter project here. A special blade that allows cutting through steel. So the rider is on his knees, cutting through the steel fence, protecting the federal courthouse. Sparks flying. It's these people, it takes pre-planning to get the equipment in place, buy the equipment, know how to operate the equipment safely, to be able to cut through I'm not sure if it's a chain link fence, some type of steel fencing that was being cut through with this power saw. These are not spontaneous events of people who are emotional over George Floyd dying, who, by the way, died of a fentanyl overdose. That's what killed the man. That's what the autopsy showed. In fact, we have a video on my website, Jeff. I don't know if you probably haven't seen it. In the Czech Republic, a gentleman who makes his living training police officers in hand-to-hand combat, not a real big guy, maybe 5'7", 5'8", average weight. The demonstrator with him in this demonstration is a good-sized man, over 6 feet tall, a couple hundred pounds. The martial arts instructor gets on the ground and allows the larger, heavier man to put his full body weight, and he demonstrates, hands not touching anything, and lifts up the other foot off the ground, his full body weight, on the neck of the martial arts instructor, and he can still breathe and can still talk. Very excellent demonstration. Regardless, George Floyd died of a illegal drug overdose. That's why the man died. And in fact, the more recent videos released of George Floyd, before he was put on the ground, at his own request, by the way, he's in the back seat of the patrol car complaining, quote, and saying, I can't breathe. Now, so he's saying that he's sitting in the patrol car by himself, handcuffed, and saying to the officers, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. At his request, he's taken out of the patrol car and put on the ground for officer safety. Yes, it looked bad. And to those who don't know, it looked really bad. Pretty much the entire country saw that. The officer with his knee on the neck. For a healthy adult male, that's not going to stop you from breathing. He was not a healthy adult male. He was in the final stages of dying from drug overdose. The knee
well,
on the neck.
That's exactly what fentanyl does. It causes respiratory arrest.
Well, so we have lots of proof. The autopsy that he was dying, that he did in fact die from the overdose, not from asphyxiation caused by pressure on the neck. We have him in the back of a patrol car with the video. Clearly, you can hear him in the audio portion clearly saying, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. So, of course, the martial arts instructor in the Czech Republic clearly demonstrating that a 200-pound man with his knee on your neck does not stop you from breathing or talking, either one. So we have, at this point, I don't know how many hundreds of millions of dollars of damage, how many people died, all because of a fantasy perpetrated by lack of knowledge. Right, Jeff?
Yeah, that's right.
Amazing. Amazing. And it continues. It continues.
The communists use it as a pretext. It doesn't matter what the truth is. They want to have their revolution, and they are not going to be stopped by a mere happenstance of fact.
Right.
They are going to make up their narrative, and they're going to stick by their narrative.
Well, I was making the statements initially, the first 24 hours, even days after the George Floyd incident, I was saying, well, the communists finally got something that's real compared to Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown and Ferguson, which were both fantasies. It turns out this is also a fantasy when it comes to what happened and why it happened. It's another fantasy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. A lot of fantasies. Global warming is a fantasy.
Human caused climate change is a fantasy.
Yeah, anthropogenic global warming is a fantasy. The whole America is systematically racist is a fantasy. The whole idea that of course nuclear winter will happen if we set off a few nuclear bombs is a fantasy. And the Russians and Chinese know it. They get us believing in all these fantasies, all these fake narratives, you know, to get us to disarm ourselves. You know, the virus, how many different things do they say about the virus now that we can't verify anything about this virus?
No. Well, the President Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., I believe his name is, he put a video on his Twitter account showing a number of real medical doctors who really did graduate from real medical schools, not online courses, in their white lab coats in front of the U.S. Congress, giving some facts yesterday about the truth about wearing a mask, how it's basically serves no purpose other than make people feel better, and that the hydroxychloroquine actually does work. And the president's son was banned, I think, for 12 or 24 hours from his Twitter account because he put out this factual information. Pretty amazing, isn't it?
They're using this medical thing as a way to enforce censorship on people.
They are. It's a perfect storm of the communists working with the mass media, working with Congress to accomplish their goals of destroying our country. Their goal at the moment, of course, is to cause President Trump to not be reelected by any means necessary, isn't it?
They're certainly disrupting the whole country with it, yeah.
Absolutely.
Very disruptive. Now,
the president canceled his, the Republican National Convention, at least in the way it was going to take place. I understand why he did it, because the pushback, too many people believe this is real, unfortunately. German doctors, you know, German universities have been graduating students for, I think, two or three centuries before the United States was ever thought about, and they have great doctors. And the German government, they didn't like what they got, but the German government appointed a panel of their top scientists and top doctors looking into the Chinese flu. And they conclude the following. Everybody that's died was within a year of dying from something anyway. They were in the last year of their life. It's well known within the medical circles. The profile of somebody who's within a year of death. That's no secret. And that was their conclusion, and the government didn't like it. We have a caller here, Jeff. We got Elwood in Kentucky. Good morning, Elwood.
Hey, good morning, John. Hey, I just got a comment and then a question. A quick comment, first of all, on the George Floyd. If someone is crushing your throat, you can't say anything. Like, that cuts off your capability of speaking.
Of course. That's a given.
And then second of all, my question is I've heard this comment several times about if certain things happen, then there won't be an election. And my question is what happens if there's not an election? What happens to the president and all that? I just kind of like to know what happens
It would be a constitutional crisis. I don't know the answer to that. We'll see. Jeff, do you have an answer to what would happen if there's no election in terms of the president?
Well, the Constitution mandates that there be an election in November, and if you don't have it, you're off the reservation. You're not on the Constitution anymore, and you have a real problem, because how do you get yourself back with the Constitution? And of course, these folks here, on the left. That's what they want to do, is overthrow the Constitution. So anything to derail the Constitution would be to their advantage. That's what they'd want to do, because then if for some reason caused by their own disruptions, the election was not able to take place, or that it was so messed up that it couldn't be validated, then of course, we're in this uncharted territory where they could just use violence and make all kinds of other claims, create new narratives. I mean, this is probably what there would be ideal for them.
Yeah, so the sitting president goes out of office, and then there's not really a president until
he won't leave office. I'm not sure what he would do, but he's not going to leave office because that.
Well, I think what might happen is you might end up having the president chosen by the House of Representatives and the vice president chosen. You know, and this is the constitutional process. If there was an election was stalemated, that is, nobody got the electoral votes required to win, the election, the presidential election, is thrown into the House and the Senate. Now, what you do about the Congress, you know, because it's a congressional election at the same time, remember,
right.
That means that all the senators up for election and all of the representatives, because everybody in the House goes up every 2 years, how you would resolve that. Now, that would be a real problem.
Right.
But you could still come up with a president and vice president. It depends on how bad they mess up the process. I mean, if you got these mobs running around and threats of violence, and you've got this screwed up, you know, anybody can manufacture a ballot and, you know, send it in for goodness knows how many people, you have a real problem.
Absolutely. Some good questions there, Elwood. Anything else?
No, that's it. I love your show.
Okay.
Appreciate what you guys do. Thank you.
Thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate it. The call number is 800-313-9443. Well, we're rapidly going into uncharted territory here in many aspects with the Chinese flu, with the political scene, the international scene. I would love to see the Department of Justice come down with some indictments against high-level Obama people, Comey, Brennan, others. I, as much as I would like to see it, I don't expect indictments against Hillary or Obama or Biden, although they need to be. Of course, Biden's good for criminal activity in Ukraine. That's a whole different topic there. And in fact, I believe the authorities in Ukraine have issued some official paperwork regarding Biden, haven't they, Jeff?
I did hear something. I'm not really following that at the moment, but
it's either a subpoena or an indictment for the vice president, and I don't recall exactly which it is, but there's definitely the public record appears to show, and enforced by Joe Biden's appearance on front of TV cameras seems to show that he didn't involve himself in criminal activity in the Ukraine as well.
Yeah, I mean, he practically admits and brags about what he did.
Well, he did. He did. I don't know practically about it. He did. He joked about it, made fun of it, and freely and openly admitted it in front of video cameras.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Pretty amazing. That's real. I guess you call it gutsy or incredibly stupid, or both.
He doesn't seem like the brightest bulb. No, really.
You figured that out, huh, Jeff?
Yeah. It's that he thought he was. I mean, it sounded like he's bragging. You know, when
he thought he was untouchable. He thought he was.
Yeah,
untouchable.
Yeah. I could waltz into this country and tell them what to do, and they would be shaking in their boots to do it. You know.
Right. Right. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right. Of course, that was the colonel in charge of the main militia out of Maine during the Battle of Little Round Top there at Gettysburg. Okay, Jeff, we covered a lot of territory here. What direction do you want to go next, sir?
Oh, we didn't get a call from New Zealand this morning.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Maybe,
no.
Not yet.
I thought maybe some of the news from China. I don't know if you've seen any pictures of the Three Gorges Dam.
No, but I've read about it, but I haven't seen photographs. Are the photographs being published? Are they recent, showing the
they're
damage?
They're satellite photos that people have analyzed, and it appears that when the Chinese made this dam, there was some shoddy work. They did not fasten the footings to the bedrock, and the dam has been pushed out in places. So it's crazy. So this dam is not stable, and of course there have been some small earthquakes. There could be more. So this dam could give way at any time. Nobody knows if it could, but it would. There's 400 million people living down river from this dam. They've evacuated 38 million. There's reports that, for example, that food is being spoiled. They will release water out of the dam. People are living on the second floors of their houses. And, of course, the government doesn't tell them, oh, we're going to flood the first floor of your house tonight. And they lose, like, rice or stored food that they're storing in the first floor that they were going to move, you know, because your kitchen's in your first floor.
Right.
And
right.
usually, right. and so your food is usually there by your by wherever you cook. And they didn't have a chance. They weren't given warning. So this is the kind of things the Chinese government is doing. It's in the middle of the night. They're releasing the waters and flooding. And you can imagine if people were still sleeping on their first floor, what the Chinese people are going through. You know, if you think the Democrats are bad, the Chinese Communist government is so irresponsible. It always lies. Its narratives are wrong. And if you contradict it, it isn't just that you lose your job for saying that Trump is president. It's the fact that you get sent to the gulag or they kill you. You know, they come and get you. So this is a terrible place to live. And they're being flooded out by massive rains. It's not stopping. But the evidence of global cooling, did you know Norway? I think this was the day before yesterday. I saw the piece. The government of Norway is announcing that summer has gone cold in Scandinavia. And I was talking to a friend in Sweden the other day, and he was saying the same thing. He says, we've lost our summer. It's just turning cold now.
Well, I can explain part of that. On June 12, 2010, the Gulf Stream stopped. And the Gulf Stream provides the warming effect for Scandinavia. And the Gulf Stream used to, past tense, regulate the jet stream, which has a lot to do with the weather that we get. In terms of temperatures and precipitation, both. So they're suffering the effects of the Gulf Stream having stopped, and it's not going to start again. At one time, I would joke about putting aircraft carriers facing backwards towards England to try to get the Gulf Stream going again, but that's not going to happen. And of course, that's happened because of the reduced salinity of the world's oceans due to melting freshwater ice in the Antarctic and in Greenland. Nothing which has to do, and it's kind of funny, they talk about global warming, but if you look at videos of the melting ice in Greenland, you see the water's melting from the bottom, not from the top, which, of course, if it was human activity changing the atmosphere, it would be melting from the top, wouldn't it, Jeff?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Well, this article said it was the jet stream is changing, and they attribute it to the this reduced solar electromagnetic activity, which of course
plays into it. We interviewed myself and Dr. Deagle. We interviewed Dr. Luigi Zangari twice, the third week and the fourth week of July 2010. And Dr. Zangari is a PhD scientist working on nothing but the Gulf Stream. He's in Italy. He doesn't speak very good English, but he speaks okay English. And one of the things he told us, besides letting us know that the Gulf Stream stopped June 12, 2010, only a few weeks before, was that the Gulf Stream used to, past tense, regulate the jet stream, causing the jet stream to behave in a more or less predictable manner, decade after decade, century after century. Other activity does have an impact on the jet stream as well. All these things are combined to have what they're experiencing in Scandinavia right now, a summer with no summer, apparently is what's going on, isn't it?
Yeah, and then there's these cold air masses that are coming down. I mean, they had snow in western China on July 3rd, a heavy snowstorm.
And it was not at a high altitude, I assume.
No, it wasn't at high altitude.
Oh, okay. Well, we have a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalized blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 29th of July. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We have always adding new things to the website. We're going to have a new video added there today. The doctors in front of the United States Congress telling the truth about the masks. The main purpose they serve is to help people feel better. They don't do anything to stop the virus. The doctor said the following: it's like trying to have a chain link fence stop a handful of sand being thrown through it. That's the purpose a mask serves. No purpose at all. And of course, the hydroxychloroquine and how wonderful it is to help people recover their health. Something that will help you with your health at my website at thelibertyman.com is the Energy Cleaner, a marvelous healing device. I use mine every night. I wake up pain-free after a great night's sleep. You can also. You have arthritis pain, the Energy Cleaner will help. You're not sleeping well at night, the Energy Cleaner will help. Check it out. $285 shipping included, American zip codes. The mattress pads that go with it, they vary in price depending on what you need. Twin, full, queen, king, California king. Everything's right there. You can make your purchase online using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. The toll-free hotline, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His books, excellent books. You need to read his books. At his website, actually for sale at Amazon, excuse me. Just put J.R. Nyquist in the Amazon search box. You'll find his books. It'll be a great education. They're fun to read. They're easy to read, and I highly value my copies. Jeff, we're seeing a full-blown communist insurrection here nationwide, aren't we, sir? Jeff, take your phone off mute. Hello, Jeff. Jeff, we can't hear you. Okay, it looks like he dropped. We'll get Jeff back here, hopefully momentarily. I started interviewing Jeff Nyquist. It's been, oh my, we got, when I got back. Oh, Jeff, you're with us. Okay, we lost you there for a little bit.
Sorry about that.
Okay. I was in the process saying we are in the middle of a full-blown communist insurrection here in the United States, aren't we, sir?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah, I don't know. I just got the book Unconstrained Analytics, which is really intriguing. It's written by Steve Coughlin and Rich Higgins, and it's about – they kind of were seeing this coming, which is interesting, and they've been – Rich Higgins was the guy that wrote that memo that he got fired from the White House, saying, you know, we got to watch Antifa and these other groups because they're planning an insurrection. They've got to be watched. And this
fired
was
from the Obama White. Fired from the Obama White House.
No, from the Trump administration. It was just the National Security Advisor. This was in, I think, August of. Well, he actually wrote the memo in June of 2017. But it was, you know, it's like there anybody who's really pro-Trump, which he is, and is trying to help the president, the bad advisors push him out, you know. And at the time, you know, this is the problem that we have, is that we've got people in there that are trying to surround the president and give him the wrong advice.
Well, I'm attempting to find this on Amazon, and so far under Uncontrolled Analytics.
Oh, it's really... the title is not, that's the name of the publication, the organization they publish under. It's called Misremembering, Re-Remembering the Misremembered Left is the title. It's a very awkward title. And it's available, it's a very expensive book. I just got it yesterday in the mail, but it's quite an interesting. I've started reading it last night, and it's about Maoist, communist, Marxist, and Gramsci tactics, and how they. Oops.
Are you there? $45 paperback. A $45 paper. That's pricey to say the least.
It's a huge book with different printed colored ink and lots of illustrations and drawings. So that's why it's so expensive. It's a coffee table book size. It's really right. Big.
Well, it's full size, 8.5 by 11, 253 pages. It's a good size book to say the least. And it sounds like you get your money. If that's a topic that you want to get up to speed on, It looks like very valuable.
It's a beautiful book. It really is. But it's fantastic to have this information with all of the quotations. They've got fantastic quotations from different communist sources about what they're doing conceptually, about the creation of the idea of race, you know, America's systemically racist, and how this is used as a justification, and how they use quote unquote peaceful process, peaceful protests as a sort of camouflage for a more violent revolutionary process. So, yeah, it's quite fascinating. And this stuff is all, it's like, these are all from communist sources. Stuff is all layered in there, and this is what we're seeing. And these guys really have been studying this stuff for years, and they know what's coming next, which is kind of frightening. They know how the process is supposed to unfold.
Right, right. Well, I'm sure that is frightening. The national discourse includes a lot of discussion now, and for quite a while, about the raw numbers of black males who have been arrested, convicted, and put in jail, as if that's evidence of something racist or evidence of something wrong. Being part of the criminal justice system myself for nearly half a century, I see it as evidence of men committing crimes, being arrested for committing those crimes, being convicted of those crimes, and being sent to prison, and nothing else. That's all I see. Jeff, we got a caller on hold here. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello, Mr. Nyquist. I have a question. If you have a question concerning you, do you know about Dimitri Dudeman? Have you heard of him?
Oh yeah, oh yes. I read his book Through the Fire Without Burning years ago.
I met Dimitri. I shook his hand, looked him in the eye. Go ahead, John.
Right.
About him.
All right, and. It seems like the scenario that he is, are you saying that the scenario that he is, said the angel gave him was, it seems to be playing out right now?
Yes, I'm afraid that it's almost exactly what he talked about.
So, can it be delayed or...
That's what we're doing right here, John. That's what Jeff and I are doing right here. That's what we're doing right here today, is attempting to inform people so it can be delayed, if not stopped. Go ahead, John.
So, is a prophecy ever set in... I mean, when Jonah went to Nineveh, he said that God was going to destroy them in 40 days. Then they repented... And their destruction was delayed for 150 years, correct?
Yeah.
In fact, the Assyrians still exist, but that's another subject. So what I see is that when I look around the churches and everything, they seem to be kind of going along with the official lines, and they're not calling it out for what it is. I mean, they're just sort of, they're not really addressing what's going on, and they're, and this thing with the cop, what's his last name, Gucci Garrett, what's the last name of the man that died of asphyxiation?
George Floyd died of a drug overdose,
but not asphyxiation.
I know.
Go ahead.
But why are the churches bring it up as an opportunity to talk about racism and reconciliation between the races and all this, and they're not seeing it for what it is? Have you noticed that?
They don't care what it is. It's just an excuse to get this whole thing going, John. They don't care.
I know, but why?
Yeah, people are letting themselves be intimidated. That's all.
They're letting themselves. Well, I don't know if they're being intimidated. I saw one social media person. She's a Christian, but she's kind of off the wall, but. She seemed to be going along. He said, going along with the idea that this is some kind of racist incident. She'd never redacted it or anything. It's like she's not recognizing it for what it is.
We can't read her mind as to why she's not recognizing something, John.
But she seems to be just as she's so typical of the reaction I see.
Okay.
I mean, is it because they just don't know any better, or what is it? Is it ignorance? Is it lack of critical evaluation, or just not?
Well, it's all speculation, John. It's all speculation as to why somebody does something in that regard.
Mm-hmm. But I just wonder why, and it just seems like they're not recognizing it. There's no preparation being made, hardly. They're just, that's what I wanted to say is what can we do to delay the inevitable, really? Because if it is...
Well, we need to re-elect President Trump. We need to make sure that you're registered to vote, John, that all your conservative friends and relatives are registered to vote. They actually go to the polls the first Tuesday in November, which is quickly approaching, and actually vote for President Trump and all other conservative constitution-believing and supporting candidates. That's what needs to happen. That's what you can do.
How will we prevent what do we do if the election ends up if the aftermath is chaos?
Buy more ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a flippant response, but it's actually a true response. Anything else, John?
That's all. That's all I want to ask.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, John. We appreciate the call. I said this first hour, I'll say it again this hour, Jeff. We need to make sure that we, our conservative friends and relatives, are all registered to vote and actually go to the polls first Tuesday, November, to overcome the millions of fraudulent votes. Right, Jeff?
Yeah, that's right. Hopefully we'll be able to vote in person.
Hopefully. Missouri is going to have mail-in ballots, but the outside of the ballot has to have a signature of the voter that's notarized by a real notary public. It's not 100% guarantee, but it's helpful to have that. I don't like it, but it's helpful to have that put in place. They'll probably call that racist also, that they have to have a notarization on the signature. Nothing surprises me, right, Jeff?
No, it's going to be crazy. This next 3 months is going to be crazy.
Crazier and crazier. I don't see any sign of the battle taking place, the Battle of Portland, going away anytime soon. I don't see that happening, do you?
No, I don't. Why Portland? We noticed they stopped the Rose Parade here 3 years ago, May, that the Republicans were basically fascists and they were going to attack them in the parade. And ever since then, you've seen there's been this Antifa presence, this Antifa threats to the people of Portland. And the mayor, now we know, the mayor is on their side, basically. If you elect these people who basically sympathize with the left, you are not going to be protected by a leftist mob when it comes to your town.
I would like to see a perimeter around the federal courthouse there that's far enough away from the building that Molotov cocktails cannot cause harm. Rocks, bricks, other damn things they're using as weapons can't cause any harm to the courthouse. A perimeter far enough away that they can't do that. And that enough federal marshals that they can take action and actually arrest these violent protesters as opposed to dodging bricks as they're being thrown. That needs to happen. It really needs to happen. And as I said the first hour, the police are showing great restraint. I teach concealed carry training, and what I teach my students who are civilians, they don't have to use non-lethal force. If somebody's threatening you with deadly force, a rock the size of a baseball being thrown at you can kill you. A laser shown at your light can cause serious bodily harm, injury or death. Losing your eyesight is serious bodily harm. And a civilian can respond with deadly force if someone wants to point a laser at your eyes or throw a baseball at you, a baseball-sized rock at you. Police are under different restrictions to use minimal force necessary and to not respond with deadly force. And that's unfortunate because their lives are at risk, their eyesight's at risk, and their lives themselves are at risk. We have a last break. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Liam Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
Of course, that's a scene from We Were Soldiers Once and Young, And that was Colonel Hal Moore ordering his soldiers to fix bayonets. Jeff, would it be an accurate statement to say that the two words no soldier ever wants to hear are fix bayonets?
Yeah, that would be one that you wouldn't want to hear because it means it's going to get ugly.
It's going to get real ugly, and all hope is lost otherwise. Well, Jeff, we're down to the last two and a half minutes here. You and I are the watchmen on the wall, advising people, informing people, and I'm getting lots of questions. People want to know what they can do. Now, when it comes to what's facing us the next 3 months, this election is of the utmost importance. It's shocking how many conservative Christians are not even registered to vote, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, well, we know that an enormous number of people do not vote every election. And even in presidential election years, it's close to half the people right. that are eligible actually show up to vote.
Well, we can overwhelm the fraudulent votes. We can. We've got the numbers. We do for I don't know how many years into the future. But for the time being, we got the numbers to overwhelm the fraudulent votes. And your vote does count. I've seen local elections where a woman was running for office. Her family did not vote for her, which is about 10 people. She lost by 6 votes. And we were too busy. We didn't take the time to vote. They wanted their sister to get elected, but the siblings and the in-laws didn't vote, and she lost. So your vote counts. Every vote counts. And getting people registered and getting to the polls is not optional, is it, Jeff?
No, I mean, we're up against it now. The communist insurrection is ongoing, and you can imagine if they had cover from a president who was willing to allow them to do what they wanted to do, who would be safe? What property would be safe? What person who had their own thoughts, who didn't agree, would be safe?
Well, we know that Beto O'Rourke would be in charge of seizing firearms. We know that because that's been publicly stated. And they want a war. They're going to get a war. But I'd rather have peace. I've got things I'd rather do with my life. I've been through one war. I just should not go through another war. But if they want to bring it on, hey, bring it on. I'm ready. Let's get these people out to vote. Right, Jeff?
Yeah, it's a difficult situation. And of course, with everything else that's happening, you know, with Russia and China, you got Russia building up on the Chinese border with, on the Ukrainian border with 1,700 tanks and 320 aircraft. And some people in the Ukrainian government think it's going to be invaded.
Well, that would be a reasonable belief. Jeff, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. We'll have you back next Wednesday. Okay. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.